In a world, four friends, one mission.
Mikey, what are you doing?
I'm doing the thing for the podcast.
It's not that hard, bud.
Dude, just say the name.
Fine. It's the Freedom Friends Podcast.
Did you guys have a good Zombie Jesus Day?
I did.
Yeah?
Otherwise known as YOLO, just kidding.
YOLO, just kidding.
See, I celebrated Trans Activist Day or whatever it was.
Trans Activist
Day. Trans Day of
Vision.
The National Trans Day of, what was it? What did he call it?
Reckoning?
No.
Oh.
Joe Biden once again proved to be the worst Catholic on the fucking planet. And yeah.
He's Catholic.
He's proud Catholic. He fucking touts it all the fucking time.
International Transgender Day of Visibility.
That's what it was.
What is a day of visibility?
Like, you know, so I
does that mean they have to show their genitals?
You get one fucking day. You get one. One day
actually,
where I get to go, I see you.
Wait.
And then after that, I can be like. Yeah.
So this was started years ago. It wasn't like something new.
Okay.
Right. And the person who started it had to pick a day that was separated enough from the other days that recognized the same fucking thing so it didn't get lumped together with the other ones. So he picked this March because there's two other days that are later on in the year that are, I don't even know what the fuck.
Isn't it all of June too?
Yeah, they have like.
No, so that's just regular gay people month.
So I have a rant about
this. It's a big goddamn difference.
It's not the plus.
Don't lump those two together. They are not the same.
But I have a rant about this, right?
Now, it won't fall back on Easter for another like 86 years or some shit.
Oh, it was just like.
Well, because the dates and the days change.
I think
Easter is always on a Sunday.
Well, Easter is the first Sunday after the first full moon of the equinox.
It's because it's a Western equinox. It's not actually Easter.
Yeah.
So. But it changes, right?
Because it's based on moon position.
Yeah.
Because it's a pagan holiday.
Changes and thank you. But yeah, so like everybody's losing their shit now.
What was developed? Easter was developed in 1580.
I'm not defending Joe Biden. I'm just explaining. I'm putting logic to the emotional reaction that happened on Sunday.
I just don't understand what the day is.
Guys, it wouldn't be the Freedom Friends if we didn't talk about our number one sponsor, Warfighter Tobacco. Obviously, you guys have seen us all smoke them. We're here to talk about a quality product that everybody can enjoy. The great equalizer, as we've called it, the Warfighter Tobacco Stick. And it's not just cigars. They've got humidors, travel humidors, cutters, lighters, everything you need to get started on that journey. Check out warfightertobacco.com and use that code FTFO. Score yourself that sweet, sweet 15%. If you want to know my personal favorite, I'm a 762 Field guy. I like that Sumatra, real nice and even keeled cigar. Great for us beginner smokers, right? And I'm told that these taste even better when you're listening to the Freedom Friends podcast. Now, back to the show. This episode is brought to you by Grill Your Ass Off. It's no secret. We're all middle-aged dudes who love barbecue. Grill Your Ass Off is our main go-to for our spices. That's what we use, man. Whether you're doing burgers on the grill, steaks, or my personal favorite, a little bit of pork belly burnt ends, right? They've got you covered on all of that. They also have salsas. They also have seasonings and spices. They got beer salts. They've got everything, man. Check them out. grillyourassoff.com/freedomfriendspodcast or use the code freedomfriendspodcast at checkout.
What I don't understand is, depending on what language you speak, the White House's Twitter put out different tweets.
Okay.
So if you spoke English, it was Trans Day. If you spoke Spanish, you saw nothing about the Trans Day. Right?
Huh.
But I thought the White House wasn't allowed to use its platform for political elections.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a neutral.
Right.
Neutral party.
So why are you marketing to two different people?
The only time that I make an exception to the White House getting involved in social commentary is when they lit that bitch up purple for Prince.
That was dope.
When Prince died, lit the White House purple. I was like, that's dope.
I was like, yep, I'm into that. Yeah.
Now,
purple rain, my dog.
Back to a visibility day. What is a visibility day?
I don't know.
So Transgender Day of Visibility is a celebration of courage and resilience of transgender, non-binary, and gender non-conforming persons who exist in every country and culture around the world.
You know what I think it is? I think it is just like the regular gay people were like, fuck those guys. They can't be a part of our month. Give them their own fucking day. Because I don't want them to be part of our month. Because this is my rant on it. If you're an L, you're also a G, right? Mm-hmm. And if you're a B, that means you're sometimes a G or an L.
Right.
Right? So you're still a G. And if you're a T, you're either an L or a G, but we've already established that all L's are G's. Why can't we just go back to gay pride instead of all the fucking other shit?
But you might be an S if you're a T.
Maybe.
Because you want to be, this is the definition of, I want to be treated like everybody else, but God damn it, you better give me as many unique titles as possible.
Yeah, I still want my attention and specialty.
Yeah,
I want you to know that I'm special.
I need to be as compartmentalized as you can possibly make me.
Do you know how strong?
But at the same time, I want to be treated as
Do you know how strong and brave you have to be to demand that, though?
So brave.
So brave.
And so strong. Brave. Yeah.
Stunning and brave. I see.
I don't know why you so aggressively pointed at me like that.
Because you were saying it.
He sees you.
Am I seeing?
It's the jazz day of visibility.
isn't that also how they said hi to each other in Avatar?
I think so.
What's that?
I
thought it was you touch tails.
No, that's how you fuck.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a T. Oh.
Yeah,
he's like, I've been saying hi the wrong way.
But wasn't that this?
It just so happens that my tail's on the front.
And then even if you go deeper into LGBT, now you have Q. Well, Q used to just be another word for G.
I don't even know what Q.
I thought we weren't allowed to.
Is Q queer?
No.
Q
yeah.
Anymore. Well, what's the difference between gay, lesbian, and queer?
Okay, so I have a pretty comprehensive. I have a pretty comprehensive list, but this list is from January 2023.
Oh, so it's way outdated.
And it was put out by Seattle Pride, so it has to be accurate.
It wasn't January. Yes.
So January has 6 days. February has six, the 19th to the 25th. March is Bisexual Health Awareness Month. But March 1st and March 31st are also both recognized days. So on top of the month, you have two extra. April, 8 days. May, 4 days. June, 3 days. July, 7, 8, 9 days. August, 1. September, it's like 8. October is LGBT History Month, but there's also 10 days that are recognized. November, there's...
History Month?
7, 8, 9. November, there's 10 days. Now, October is LGBT History Month. November is Trans Awareness Month, but there's also 10 recognized days. And then December, there's 3 days.
So we celebrate...
You are not forgotten.
So we celebrate fucking more than anything else in this country, apparently.
Not straight fun.
Well,
all butt fuck.
December 1st is a little bit, it's a weird celebration though, because it's World AIDS Day. So I don't know if that's a celebration or not.
Well, they got it somehow. Still celebrating.
I mean, if we got rid of that day, would it slow down the spread of AIDS a little bit?
No, it has to be visible.
It's about raising awareness, because apparently not everybody knows about AIDS.
I thought you were supposed to spread it.
The most dangerous form of AIDS is invisible AIDS.
Yeah.
I thought it was Magic Johnson AIDS.
Super AIDS.
No. Magic Johnson AIDS is you get rid of that if you just have enough money that you can inject directly into your bloodstream.
Yeah. South Park covered this.
Because that motherfucker got his fluids changed out like a Buick. They just fucking, it was just just a flush and fill.
Yep. Oh, it's fine if you're doping for that reason, isn't it? Yeah. Fucking, turns out laughter doesn't respond to your T cells.
Not the best medicine. Holy shit.
So I had an interesting thing happen to me on Easter.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, we went to our kids' babysitter's place. And
I've seen this one.
What we did.
not in Texas though.
Different one.
I've not seen the Easter.
But I think you'll appreciate this of what I did. So I
appreciated the first movie.
We were gonna do an adult Easter egg hunt. So I went. So the night on the story's tracking. The night before, I stopped by the liquor store to buy a bottle of booze for Jim.
Yeah.
And I bought a whole bunch of nips and like you know wines and stuff. Right. So we were gonna do like an Easter egg hunt for like their older kids. Well, it turned out you're fucking gross. it just writes itself. We went and got like breakfast and we're all off Nacogdoches, which obviously the day before Easter or on Easter Sunday, there are a multitude of small vendors selling pinatas along the side of the road. Okay. So I stop and buy a pinata and take it home, and I bubble wrap all the nips and I stuff this thing full of booze, right? So we hang it up in their front yard, give them a stick, and like I'm sitting there like, you know, as like they're hitting a pinata full of fucking alcohol, right? Two Mormons on bicycles ride up.
Yes.
And I'm like, please, please let them come over here. Can you imagine two missionaries like, hit a pinata, huh? I'm like, yep, your turn, bro. You're going to keep whatever comes out of it. Just watch them fucking freak
out. Happy fucking Easter.
Watch them fucking freak out when it's just full of booze. Fucking, it was the best. I was hoping to God.
Caitlin fucking made me all sad the other day because I was at the store and she was working from home, and I guess the doorbell rang and she opened it up and there was two Mormons at the door. And so I came home and she was like, you missed it. And I was like, what? She was like, the Mormons rang the doorbell. And I was like, God damn it. And I was like, what'd you tell him? She was like, and I told him, I was like, you need to come back when my husband's here. He'll be more than happy to invite you in. I was like, fucking love the Mormons.
Have you found Jesus? No, come help me look.
Yeah. He's got to answer the door naked. They'd love that.
I don't. I bring them in and like fucking offer them a non-caffeinated beverage and fucking I'd eat up like 6-7 hours of their time and like get into huge philosophical discussions with them.
Oh God.
See, you go, oh yeah. No, I go the opposite way. Everybody's like, I'm gonna be edgy. And I'm like, fuck that. Let's go, boys. Let's see how good that conviction is.
Yep. I'm gonna ruin your fucking entire belief structure.
Mormon suicide rate through the roof. Yeah,
fucking my favorite interaction I ever had with him was
if we could get 22 vets to do it, we got to be able to get at least one or two of them.
Like 4.5 hours into the conversation, I hit him with, if you weren't born Mormon, would you be Mormon today?
Yeah.
Neither one of them had an answer for me. And I was like, you come back and see me when you figure that out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because what was the last?
You know what you do is you just get a hat and
trans
you start
Mormon going, person you ever met.
Start looking at
what are they converted? Sorry, converted.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Like a born again Mormon.
I was Catholic until I found the error of my ways.
I knew one, but that's because he found a piece of Mormon.
I was going to say he was hitting a Mormon pussy.
Yep. Well, yep. Yeah, it's different if you marry into it.
I'm talking about one that heard about that ladder scheme and was like, oh shit.
I sense an opportunity.
Yeah, this is where I need to be.
This
is spoken to my soul.
I'm
this
sure there's a lot of sense. Somewhere in the Utah government lies a born again Mormon. I'm sure.
That's one of my favorite Key and Peele skits when they're doing like the kids from like the NFL players. And they all have stupid ass names, mm-hmm. And then they get to that one guy. And he's like Dan Smith, BYU. It's like the only white guy. It's like one of my favorite fucking bits, man. So fucking funny.
They are like the nicest fucking people you'll ever meet, though.
Oh, well, on the outside.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was married to one. I peeked behind that curtain, and I will say this. Every dude in my ex-wife's family was fucking awesome. They were cool as fuck. They were fucking respectable members of their community. They were awesome as shit. Every single woman in that family, fucking psychotic, man. Codeine freak, premarital fucking babies and shit. Fucking just absolute fucking hypocrites, man. All of them. Jack Mormon as fuck. But the dudes were all fucking solid. Now, that is just my opinion on my experience that happened with my ex-wife and I. But yeah.
I don't know enough about Mormonism to even weigh in on this.
Well, there's a cartoon you can watch that is fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
I'll send it to you. It's so fucking funny. And listeners, if you're out there, look up the Mormon explanation of creation or something. And it's a cartoon on YouTube that's available. And it's hilarious. Like, it's fucking batshit crazy. People who say that's not a cult, they don't know what the word cult means then.
They're all cults.
Go try to start a business in Utah.
Yeah.
And figure out how much of a cult that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's because you have two options. Join the church or bring enough money.
That's it.
Those are the, it's like Canada.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
What are they, religious fellas? Just figure they can afford it.
But the dudes are all super nice. My whole theory behind that whole, the women of that religion and why they're, because there's only.
They're terrible people.
They're either psychotic or the most shut down, demure people there is.
Dude.
And it's because you can't put that level of subservience and property mentality on a human. It breaks them.
Oh, I thought it was because they couldn't have caffeine.
Also that.
Like, that's my biggest
thing. Could you pass me that, James?
Like, I can't have caffeine? You want me to act normal and I can't have caffeine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to murder people.
There's literally three different fucking caffeine drinks on this bar right now while we sip fucking booze.
So I already drank my coffee's done.
Mine doesn't have caffeine. I need a little downer to go with my upper.
Your monster doesn't have caffeine?
Yeah.
It just has vitamins.
I don't know what it does.
Pretty sure it's got 300 milligrams of caffeine in there, 250.
That's the whole
it's not the primary in it. It's this is the one that's, because this is the zero one. This is
that's zero sugar.
Yeah, but it's not the, with this one, caffeine's not the primary. It's that carnitine and
it's go juice.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I'm drinking a Rebel from the old Dutch Bros.
These things are fucking sweet. My wife likes them. They make a sugar-free one.
This is the sugar-free. I can't drink the fucking regular one.
Every time she buys one of those things, though, and she'll buy one and
find how much.
Like, I've driven through and just ordered her that thing, and they're like, "Oh, yeah, that'd be $8.50." I'm like, "God damn!"
Oh, Haley's
just get out of that shit.
Haley was buying coffee.
Only 200 milligrams of caffeine
per serving.
Well, yeah.
How many servings are in the can?
One.
Okay.
Is there one in that can?
Yeah.
By the way, every Monster I've ever bought says that the serving size is one can. Like, if you buy the 16-ounce version of this?
Yeah, yeah.
The serving size is one can.
What does that have for caffeine?
This is the 20-ounce version of it, and it's still, the serving size is still.
It says that there's caffeine in it, but mine doesn't show a percentage.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is that the zeros, at least this one, it's not the primary, so it doesn't actually.
Yeah. Well, carbonated
this
water.
This one's only 180 primary. In a 20-ounce can.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, it's not the primary.
I've never heard of Rebel before.
It's Dutch Bros Coffee's in-house energy thing.
The only reason I know about it is his wife.
Mm. Yeah.
Because the morning of their wedding.
Yep.
I was staying out.
Yeah, and had you had her.
And I fucking snuck them in fucking coffee.
Let's talk about what we're.
I think it's hilarious. This is a sugar-free run, but it has sucralose.
They can get away with sugar free by just, it's not refined sugar, but sucralose is absolutely
fucking definitely sugar. Yeah.
Oh, this has it too.
Got to put a sweetener in it.
Let's talk about what we're drinking.
Cause that was gross.
Before I switch my palate, we were drinking this Japanese stuff that Dave got us.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you say this?
Japanese.
No.
It's Mikey. What is it?
Let me see it.
It's very what?
EY.
EY? Yeah.
I saw a review.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's
to me, it's very plain, though. Like, it's not complex at all. It's just one.
But to be honest with you, most of the Japanese stuff that I've had, so the Japanese themselves don't really dig like an alcohol flavor on their booze.
They just want booze.
They just want booze, and they don't really like the bite. And
that's why they cut it with water.
Japanese dudes, they get sloppy fucking drunk.
Shit fix.
Yeah.
Hardcore shit.
So much of the shit over there is so high in fucking sugar, though, that it's like not overly hard to do.
Dude, in Okinawa, they drink amamori, which is like.
That's just like for minted sugar.
Yeah. It's a rice wine.
Yeah.
It's like a rice wine sake, right? And they serve it cold with like a pitcher of water. And.
Yeah, but they dilute the shit out of their stuff.
They'll drink
don't like the
fucking three bottles in a sitting, man. Like, they get fucking trashed.
Yeah.
Like,
of course, then again, if I lived in that country, I probably would too.
You know, I think Japanese or Japan would be fun. I've never been there. You've been.
I think it would be awesome
quite a few times
for like 7 to 10 days. Yeah, like, I could go around and like see stuff, and then after that, I'd be like,
"I'll be honest, dude,
not enough of this."
I lived there, and I had a great fucking time, man. I lived there.
I've heard good things.
We'll go for the food and the scuba diving.
That is the one thing that I'm fucking mad at myself.
You just didn't know any.
Four trips to Okinawa, I never got into diving.
Didn't know any better.
Well, I was doing like snorkel. And I would go spearfishing, like on a breath hold and stuff like that.
You didn't know, like there's a World War II museum that's underwater, essentially.
Yeah.
And it's all wrecked ships and boats.
I'm so
planes.
As a guy vehicles, who,
I'm so mad at myself for
as a guy who has not been into scuba diving, I think of Okinawa and I have never once thought scuba.
Yeah. The blood.
That's the first thing.
Never once.
There's so much.
But it also just depends
shit.
On what you're into, right?
Yeah.
Like your scuba is not your thing, so you don't think. I'm going to go to Japan to get in the water.
I like When I travel,
I want to go to Japan to see a big hole in the ground.
Yeah.
When I travel now, I like to see culture.
That's mainland.
Yeah. I think the United States lacks culture.
Yeah, we just have American culture.
It depends on what city you go to. Yeah.
This is actually, I like this discussion. I like this a lot.
I do too.
And I like this a lot because it's one thing that I think I'm seeing, it's come across, there was this big trend that was running around about, it was all over Reddit. And so people started making TikTok videos out of it where they were just like reading the Reddit thread.
Yeah.
And it was things like, okay, Europeans, what are 15 things that Americans do correctly? Or okay, Europeans that have visited America, what is something that the rest of the world's not ready to hear, or blah, 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 blah.
Every one of them has Texas barbecue on their list. They're like, it's the greatest food I've ever eaten in my life.
A lot of them were culture references, at least the ones that I were watching. And it was things like, as you know, people think, oh my God, Americans don't travel enough. And they're like, you do not understand the sheer fucking scale of that country.
Right?
Like Europeans do not know how big this place is.
They don't get it, man.
And they were like, and then they say, like, we go to other countries
especially
to
Brits.
See stuff. We go to other countries to see stuff. They literally are going to travel further than we are to go to another state. And if you are somebody that has visited America and did something like, oh, I flew into Boston and I went from Boston to Atlanta and then Atlanta, whatever. Yeah. Like, that was three entirely different landscapes.
Right. Yeah.
It was all the same language, but the culture, the food, the architecture, everything fucking changes.
Yeah.
We do have it.
It's very regional.
But I think what we run into here, but that's just like saying that like Germany and France have different cultures because of the region they're in.
Sure.
And it's like, yeah, well, of course they are. It's just that those are country borders. And I think with Americans, we, especially like everybody at this table that has seen so much of this country, because we have all seen a huge chunk of our own country.
Been to every state,
We can almost, because it's all America, we just kind of lump it in and we almost lose the concept of just how varied our own culture is.
Right.
And that we are time capsuling.
It's one of the reasons I enjoy Texas so much.
Yeah. So if you start like on our West Coast, you can literally roll back time by the time you get to like the Northeast.
That's fucking true.
It just gets older and older and older.
So go to Virginia. They're stuck in like the mid 90s still, man. Yeah. Like,
no,
PA, you know.
Oh my God. but the Northeast, like New England itself, you'll get up there and it's like, yep, that building's from 1786 and that house was built in 1810. And like, it's all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
But then you start getting out west and all of a sudden all the architecture's from the 40s and 50s and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Even Texas, this city has it. You can go down to the Missions District here and walk around buildings that were built in the late 1700s. And then at the same time, you can go walk around buildings here that were built like fucking yesterday.
But I'm not,
like,
it's everywhere. What I was referring to isn't necessarily like architectural stuff. It's more like how the people behave, right? Like what I picture Japan is there's a definite different culture, right?
Sure.
Same thing with Central America. There's a different culture.
But yeah, go ahead.
And I think it's, you know, it might be that it's like I'm going to sound sexist as fuck, but it's just the way it is, right? Women have their own place in Central American culture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to see that culture because it's so different than what we have.
Yeah.
Right. And so I imagine that Japan, it's easily spotted cultural differences.
Sure.
More than just architecture. But
mm-hmm. Sure. But do you think a Japanese person that comes and visits our country sees an immediate culture difference?
Yeah, well,
the thing is, you're just familiar with art.
But it could be.
I think
that what I mean by culture is like traditions and like ceremonial stuff, right? Like I guess we have it. If you go to like a ball game,
we have it. You're just familiar with it, so it doesn't seem different. That's that's like asking a German if they hear a German accent.
Yeah,
it's like no, they just hear. They hear their native language.
They hear
language.
Someone talking.
You hear the accent, but they don't. But you're so familiar with it.
It's a posh vacuum inside.
Yeah. Are you talking about like, just like for an example, different people that do different things?
I'm saying a uniquely American culture. I don't know that that it's as visible as like in America, you can see different cultures, right? You see the Mexican culture in America.
Yeah, yeah.
You see Chinatown
yep.
in America. You see, and they have their own culture.
I right? would actually but argue that is what gives us our uniquely right. American culture.
It could
melting pot mentality.
I get it. No. The
devil's advocate, right? Somebody from Japan comes to, let's say they walk in this door right now. Right. You know nothing about them. You don't know where they're from. You don't know anything.
Right.
Do you know they're from Japan?
Probably.
Or are they from Vietnam or Korea? Or
I mean, I might not know right away.
But that's what I mean. Right. Now, if you walk in anywhere
they know
in any American. Ages, they're like American.
Yeah.
And they don't even have to like think like Canadian. Maybe can, no, American.
Yeah. you're not wrong.
I have been you're not wrong. On a lot of continents, and yep. I'm not even talking about the military. I mean, civilian travel in a lot of continents, and you walk into a room and people just
you can't hide it.
And they walk up to you and go like American, and it's like
to include Europe.
Yeah, they know
like, where people look like you. They're like American, right? It's like
where I met Caitlin was Burkina Faso, and that's an ex-French colony. And there's French expats that live there.
Mm-hmm.
So just, 5'7 to 5'11 white dudes just walking around. And as soon as we walked in a room, they were like Americans. And it was, there is something about us. The way I had it best described to me, there was actually a French guy there we ended up drinking with. And I was like, what is that? Like, how do they know we're Americans? And
arrogance.
It was like, no, the way he described it was like, is the Americans, every time they walk in a room, they walk in dick first. And I was like, you're not wrong.
You know what? We walk in.
Yeah. I'll take that. Yeah,
we walk in like we didn't lose a war.
Yeah. No. And it's kind of what he was saying is he was like, every American walks in fucking dick first. Like you walk in, there's not a room you walk into, Americans that are willing to travel abroad.
Yeah.
Americans do not walk into a place without the confidence that they can manage whatever the fuck is going to happen in that room.
Yeah.
And so there is something uniquely about that.
I mean, that's a good thing to hear.
But
right?
one of the big things that all those European things that I read about,
that's great.
Like something that is uniquely American.
It's like all your pictures, Connor.
That the rest of the world doesn't comprehend until they come here, because all they see are these sound bites and whatever, and our president or the violence or whatever.
You watch the news, nobody would want to come here.
Well, this seems like a horrible country, right? But the ones that come and travel here, almost to a person said, I have never been to a country with people that were more welcoming and the willingness to shake your hand, sit down with you, like offer you food from their table, like whatever. And I was like,
we have hospitality laws here that are unwritten that I think still
and that
very
is a uniquely
true.
American culture.
I don't know if that's uniquely American though, because a lot of the countries that I've been to.
I'll tell you what, when I walked any house I walked into in Iraq. They got offered food and chai.
Yeah.
They got whatever you want. Do you want my daughter?
Some offered bullets.
It's like Central America is the same way. It's different, I suppose.
But
I don't know.
You get a different sense of hospitality depending on the region you are in America, too. Like, there's Southern hospitality. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
You pull that shit in Boston. They're not going in my fucking house. Who the fuck are you?
Maybe it's the difference
But you get it depending on where you're at in the city.
True.
You know what I mean? Like,
right,
you just take San Antonio, for example.
There's certain neighborhoods that.
If that's not your neighborhood,
yeah. You don't need to be there. But
that's like, it's like that anywhere in the world though.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is that a lot of times we'll, as Americans, we go and be like, they were so nice. There is also the assumption that every American that's traveling, we have money.
That's true.
But the thing is that for a lot of the world, our poorest.
Joke's on you. Yeah. We're fucking poor.
If we're traveling, we're rich.
Yeah. And our poorest
in their eyes.
Is still make more than most of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if we have enough money to leave our giant ass country. To go to another country, everybody in that country just assumes, holy shit, there's money to get spread around. Yeah. So if you want to know why Americans are always so welcomed in other places, they assume we're throwing down cash.
Like when I went to, I say this about like a lot of resorts, right? Like I give this analogy about Nicaragua all the time. They don't have to like you there. I feel like they genuinely do. But you visit some place like Jamaica. And you're on a resort.
They don't like you.
And they have to like you.
While they're working.
But they fucking hate you, and you know, and you can fucking feel it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, dude, you don't even have to leave our own country for that. Go to Hawaii.
But now
the fucking locals, like this fucking howly, fuck them. Like they don't care about us. Like they don't give a shit. And they're fucking, they're American.
But it also depends where you go in these countries, right? So like if you go to the Americanized areas, the resorts, the vacation spots, they're gonna hate you.
Yeah.
They it's just, it's in their blood. We do the same thing here.
We already wore them out.
But we do the same thing here. So, yeah, but right?
You get in trouble called racial profiling.
How angry do you get the closer you get to the Alamo in the Riverwalk? The closer you get, the more you're like, these fucking people coming down here to see this bullshit. Like every fucking time, right?
This is downtown though.
Yeah. But it's because the tourists are in that fucking area. Yeah. It's not,
if, no, you are
if
not
nobody home. Went there.
Yeah.
And it was just the Alamo and the Riverwalk. And it was just like walk into the fucking, what's up, 1604 and 35, that shopping area right there. The forums.
The forum.
Right? You go to the forums, you're not mad.
The fuck I'm not.
I go there for two restaurants. That's the only reason I go over there. And I don't get mad when I go to
the As soon as I go into the forum, it just fucking gets patently fucking inferred on me once again.
I hate the traffic in the
forum. They do not teach four-way stops in Texas.
But when you go to a tourist area, it's not fun unless you're the tourist.
But I'm going to give you more. Okay, so Jamaica, I felt better in the tourist area than when we were outside the tourist area. I felt hated more.
Now, you guys were also trying to like score shrooms and shit.
Now, if we were
trying to,
if we were outside the tourist area and we didn't have a Jamaican and a bus
and an Obi and a gym,
it probably would have been a different story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like that in every country. Like I lived in Europe for 4 years.
I absolutely love the white guy goes and visits an island that still talks about colonizers and is like, I don't understand why they didn't treat me better outside of the resort. And it's like, probably has something to do with the subjugation of their people for a couple hundred years.
I don't know.
I didn't do it.
Maybe if their people weren't such pieces of shit, they'd be better off.
Boom. But that's what I'm saying is that like you, some of that
double sword.
That is other. That is the other uniquely American trait is that we go to other countries and then go like, I don't understand why you're not fucking more welcoming to me. And it's like, it's not your fucking country.
I don't know, because I will treat everybody with respect, no matter who the fuck I see.
But respect looks different to us than it does to other people, other cultures. Like respect just looks different. Like
I literally got told I would kill you if you weren't in the company of giants, essentially.
Yep.
In Jamaica.
They don't want you there.
Yeah. Like they fucking hated it.
They don't want you there. But a bunch of white guys showed up and bought a whole bunch of property and built a resort.
Yeah, maybe.
And so the Jamaicans are like,
and if everybody left, they would do nothing but bitch that their economy went to shit and they have no viable way of living and they need all these white people to come back and spend money.
Right.
And then they hate us continually. Like there's a revolving circle, you know?
I mean, you get the same in Japan. I mean, like in Okinawa, there's just many a times I tried to like walk into an establishment and they immediately just do this.
Yep.
They're just like, nope, it just means no American.
Yep. Really?
They're like, nope. And it's like, oh.
Are they rude about it or are they just like?
Some of them.
Just a statement.
Yeah. Some of them are fucking rude. Yeah. Some of them are dicks. Yeah. Some of them challenge the wrong fucking guys too. And then fucking dudes get fucking butthurt and get weird. And then they have that fucking American arrogance and they start getting fucking rowdy.
Yeah. And that is a uniquely American trait when we travel is that we go in and go like, but I want to.
Like, we have a sense of entitlement.
But they said no. Yeah. And it's like, fuck them. I'm going, doing it anyways. And it's like, this isn't your home.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
This is not.
You know that freedom you have? Food. You don't have it here.
It's not here.
Yeah. It's not the same, man. But you'd see it a lot. And alternatively, there's a lot of welcoming folks, you know, that are very, very cool and shit like that, you know, that have done well doing, you know, whatever they're doing.
My sister keeps talking up Portugal. I think I need to make a trip to Portugal.
Portugal's actually supposed to be fucking badass.
She loves it.
The beaches in Portugal are supposed to be some fucking
of the best
beautiful.
In the world, right? Yeah.
She's like,
apparently
she likes
cheap as shit.
She likes so much. My nephew might go to college in Portugal.
I'm a huge fan of Croatia.
Where's Croatia?
It's on the other side of Italy and across the sea.
Yeah, it's like Eastern Europe.
Yeah. Now there's only certain parts of Croatia that I'm a huge fan of.
I want to go to Bratislava.
But there's countries out there too that like Americans love to go travel to. We're not really wanted there, but we're kind of put up with. And there's things that there's like Germany, for example. Almost everybody in Germany speaks English.
Yeah.
Almost all of them.
Same with France.
Most of them will not speak English to you.
Yeah.
They know exactly what the fuck you're saying. And then they just say shit in German back to you.
So,
and you either figure it out or you're fucked. And even France is the same way. They all fucking speak English.
In Paris, especially.
They really only want to speak French.
I think even I don't like Americans, because when Michelle and I were, right before we went to Costa Rica, we were trying to figure out where to go for that weekend. And so we looked at the Virgin Islands. And they were like, oh, but there's British Virgin Islands. Like, I'd rather go to the British Virgin Islands than the American Virgin Islands. Except plane tickets were like 4 times the amount of money. So we're like, okay, we're ruling that out. But like, why would I have rather gone to the British?
The Virgin Islands? You're going to Little St. James?
Yeah, it was something like that. I don't know. Oh, no. No, was that the Virgin Islands?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
That one wasn't.
I thought that was
very little virginity about that island.
I thought that was the Bahamas.
No. That is a U.S. Virgin Island. Okay. Little St. James.
Well, I didn't get the invite, so.
Yeah, right. But maybe you should have went to Diddy's party.
let's touch on that for a second.
I don't know if we should touch on it.
Yeah. I think he's already touched on it.
He's of age.
The American trait is our
pedophile rings.
We have a reverential thing about patriotism here. We have a lot of the really loud 5% that'll make you think nobody cares about our country. Most people in this country are amazingly patriotic to the point of like church-like status.
Yeah.
Like, and we, fuck me.
I've actually been asked about this.
It is hardcore.
There's only, they were like, what's with the flags everywhere, man? Like,
yeah,
like
we're serious.
There's only two other countries that I know of that more often than not, people would get their country flag tattooed on them outside of Americans.
English?
Not really.
I'm
going to go Mexico.
Me, they put the union. Yeah.
Mexico.
I would say Mexican American.
No.
Tattoo.
Mexicans in America get it done.
Yeah.
And Italians.
Puerto Ricans.
Those are American.
Okay. No. You let me know what country Puerto Rico is part of.
Those are Americans, buddy.
By the way, most of those aren't tattoos. They just have that little flag with the fringe hanging off the rearview mirror.
Dude, that was
and it becomes sunburn. It's just a
I'm in the club thing in the military.
Flag that hung on the. Yeah.
Do you see Mexican tattoos in Mexico, or is it a American?
It's once they leave.
Like it's Mexican American.
If you're a Mexican that listens to this show and you know that in Mexico people are very patriotic, let us know. Because I think they are. I think Mexicans in Mexico probably get the tattoo and probably are very patriotic.
I see more of that Aztec Mayan pride. Out of Mexico proper.
I could dig on that. I could fucking dig on that.
That's a cool
history. That's fucking cool as shit.
Yeah, and it is. Because they ruled the world at one point.
And if you are really looking at that culture, that's actually more of that culture. The rest of it is bastardized Spain.
I love fucking with my Mexican friends. Because I'm like, you know, the Mexicans aren't real, right? It's not a real race. It's just not. You are the product of breeding the Incan and Mayans
with Spaniards.
Who you are the product of the conquistadors raping people. It's not a real race of people.
Well, yeah, like, everybody
it's as that. Real of a race as American.
Technically, no. Jazz, back me up on this. I'm not going to say the words because I'll probably get canceled for it, but it's Caucasoid, the one that starts with N, Mongoloid. I mean, there's only real like 4 races of people.
Okay.
Right. And it has to do with bone structure more than anything.
What is it, like white, Asian, black, and something else?
No.
American Indian, they say, is another one. White, okay. Black, and Asians, basically.
Well, all you right? can also look at the original Incan ones, which is, you see more in like Peru and stuff where they haven't changed sizes and they're all like 5'1".
Yeah. It's,
that whole people is just like, it's a thing.
Well, then they find skeletons of like miniature people.
But if we're talking about the colloquial definition of race, then I mean it'd be at this point there's enough generations that have happened in America that you can say that Americans are a race. We don't like to do that. Everybody here's like, oh no, I'm Irish and Italian. And I'm like, oh yeah.
It's weird though. Like when you fill out,
how many generations you had in this country?
When you fill out ethnicities though, I'm talking about actual race.
Yeah.
Well, when you fill out a government form, it's race/ethnicity.
Yeah.
And it's Caucasian.
That's what I'm saying about
black, Asian.
And then the second question is Hispanic or not Hispanic?
Yeah.
Hispanic, and not Pacific Hispanic. Islander is on there too. Yeah. Which I find really interesting.
That's a really weird couple of choices. What is the definition of Caucasian?
A person from the Caucasus.
But would a Russian be Caucasian?
Yes.
Where's the Caucasus from then?
It's a mountain range.
Or do we share it with Russia?
Yeah.
Well, we don't share a lot with Russia.
Essentially, most white people came out of the area known as the Caucasus, which is why we are called Caucasian.
Okay, and that's when
all of those
world was touching.
That's why when the government gets a bunch of white politicians together, they call it a caucus.
Yeah. No, the Caucasus are it encompasses essentially where all of the white people came from before it spread out, and
this is again an American thing. In the United States, white people are often called Caucasian, but the Caucasian race included people with skin from white to dark brown.
Yep. Because the Caucasus are actually so long, it gets down towards like Mediterranean.
It's about bone structure more than fucking color.
That's
why skin.
That's filling out a government form is weird.
It's fucking bullshit is what it is.
Well, that's like, why you see ones now that just say white.
Caucasoid is a word for a person from Europe, Middle East, Central Asia, North Africa, Horn of Africa, and mainland countries of East
Which has
Asia.
To do with body structure.
Like China, Japan, and Korea, along with most of Siberia. That's Caucasoids. Right?
If you're Chinese and you're filling out Caucasian on a form.
But you don't. You put Asian.
Other.
Some of them say Asian. The funny thing is that the Russians could claim that too.
Yeah.
That's still the same continent.
Yeah.
So, but that's, again, you get into.
I guess it depends if you're trying to get into college or buy a gun, which block you check.
It's affirmative action at work, baby. And that was actually the topic of my my senior debate was whether or not affirmative action was a good thing. Mm. And I pulled against. So I had to do an entire had an 18-minute speech. I had to do against affirmative action.
I almost got kicked out of an equal opportunity briefing in the Army.
I won.
I don't think you did. You might have won in the class.
Won the battle, not the war.
we were at an equal opportunity, our biannual equal opportunity.
EEO is the law.
And so, Sergeant Jansen, what would you do to make EO a thing or whatever? What would you do to help this? I said I would get rid of all things equal opportunity and treat everybody as equals. And they did not.
That was essentially my affirmative action argument. Yeah. And it boiled down to the argument of like, if we continue to have a substandard as an available standard, then you are continuing to encourage an entire community of people to be substandard. But there was this way when everybody was all up in arms about letting women into ranger school.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have no issue with a chick having a ranger tab.
Fuck no, dude.
Stuff out.
As long as you don't drop the standard.
But my thing is that there should just be ranger standard. Not, oh, they need to be graded on the men's scale. No. If you get into ranger school, there should just be the ranger standard.
Yeah.
And if you can hit the ranger standard, I don't give a fuck about anything else. If you have a tab that now just proves you can get lost, knock yourself out. I don't care.
Yep. Yep.
Because that Lynch bitch got lost just fine without the tab.
Truth. Truth. Three rules of recon, bro. Always look good. Don't get lost. If you get lost, you better fucking look good.
Yep.
Facts.
Ranger visibility.
Yep. So I like that Jim employed your son on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just fucking straight up employed him. Yeah. Gave him gainful employment. He paid him $100 to run drinks for him.
He's like, I never want to see an empty glass in front of me. I had to intervene one time though.
Yeah.
Because he was asking Jim, like, hey, what do you want? I'm like, hey, he paid you $100, so he wouldn't have to have this conversation again.
That's true. Yeah,
right?
That's like, true.
You, yeah. sir, need to go get a drink and not ask him anything.
Yeah. Just grab a drink, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck. And at this point, Jim's drunk enough. You could probably piss in that glass. He'd be fine. Well,
the boy was getting Jim two, and Jim was handing me one of those two. So I was getting two of the one. So
yeah.
It worked out.
How was that drive home, by the way?
It was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a boy.
Autopilot.
What time did you guys end up leaving?
I don't remember. Did we all leave at the same time, kind of?
We left at like 8.
You guys left a little earlier than the rest of us. Like okay. I walked out with Jim and Julie and okay. Leon because they gave me a ride to my truck so I could give Jim.
I wanted to leave before midnight. So I think it was probably 11:30 or so.
Yeah, we were probably there 20 minutes after you. Maybe, you know, like we went and closed out our tabs and we did a car bomb.
Were you there for last call?
No.
No. Yeah, I probably left around 11.
Yeah. Yeah. We did a car bomb since we didn't get to do any on
St. Yeah, should I? I wish I would have stayed for that.
Yeah. Those are good. You are a big fan. You are a big fan. Actually, I think I mentioned something about that. I was like, we should have did this when Scott was here. He would have enjoyed it. I was like, they gave me a ride to my truck, which is like up the block. And just so I could give him my bottle. Because I wasn't going to bring a bottle to the bar. It's just bad taste.
I think you could have got away with it for a birthday gift.
Probably, but it
was. You would have had to have it wrapped.
Yeah, it was like just a box. I bought him a bottle of Redbreast.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it was like, you know, fucking happy birthday, pal.
I got that Redbreast bottle that's in the birdcage. Have you seen that?
No.
So it's a bottle of Redbreast. I think it's the 18. It comes in a box, and inside of it, it's in a cage. It's in this red cage.
Cigars Lounge.
That's hilarious.
We couldn't figure it out at first.
You pull the bottom off of it, and you take the bottle out, and then you put the bottom back on, and you can pull the cork out of the top of the cage, and you can fill it with bird seed, and then hang it, and it becomes a bird feeder.
What?
This red breast cage. Yeah.
That's fancy. Huh. That's fancy. Haley actually just put up a bird feeder this week.
Yeah?
She's had to refill it like fucking 5 times. So like, apparently the birds in our backyard are fucking digging it.
Or you got one asshole raccoon.
Maybe.
Or one fat fucking squirrel.
Or something. But we've been watching it. It's mostly birds, man. Yeah. That's all I've seen was birds, but we've been watching it. But
Caitlin bought me that bottle that has the bird cage on it. And I was like, cool. She was like, yeah, we could put it up. And I was like, yeah, I'm not that kind of alcoholic.
Right?
I'm not the decorate with my booze paraphernalia kind of alcoholic. Right? That is a... is the show that boring, buddy? We need to watch
it. I know. Yeah. Fuck, you putting on a movie TV, what?
Bro? Like, what are you?
I'm trying to throw the picture of the Redbreast up, and it's taking forever.
There we go.
Oh, that's way different picture than I thought.
Yeah, see? It turns it into a bird.
Oh, that's fucking cool, dude.
Yeah.
That's not the one that we saw.
No. The one was a birdcage to keep me out of the booze.
And it worked.
It worked.
I mean, the thing is that if it didn't have the giant fucking Redbreast single pot still thing laser engraved into the front of it, it's not actually bad looking.
It's a backyard one. It's not for the front yard.
I'm not that kind of alcoholic.
Right.
So I was like, I'll keep it by the bar and throw whiskey corks in it or
fucking classy.
So let's talk about this for a minute. Alcohol bottles on display, because I had what I thought at first was a pretty good looking display of alcohol bottles in my apartment after I got out of the military when I lived in Phoenix. This is circa 2006, 2007, closer to 2007.
In his 20s.
That was 24, 25.
Yeah. It's acceptable at that age.
But at that time, I drank heavily Tawaka bombs.
Okay.
I don't even know
what that is.
It's Tawaka.
Is
an orange.
It's an orange
and vanilla Italian and a flavored Italian liqueur. You mix it with Red Bull. It's actually not horrible, and it does the trick.
I was in the Tawaka games.
I was unofficially sponsored by Tawaka, to the point where I had a Tawaka machine in my house.
Did they used to do the Tawaka bartender challenges? Were you in on those?
No.
I did one of those.
We sold enough where I got a Tawaka machine provided for me personally, not the bar. The bar had their own. Jesus. I got one provided to me that I just had at my house. Right. And then it got to the point where we, on top of the cabinet.
That's excessive.
We lined all the empty bottles that we went through.
Justin, pull a Tawaka fucking machine.
And then it got to the point where there wasn't enough room on top of the cabinets to put bottles. And it wasn't like one row.
T-U-A-C-A.
They were stacked from the front of the cabinet all the way to the wall.
Yeah.
And so there must have been.
This was like 4 or 5 deep.
Yeah. There must have been like 200, 250 bottles of Tuaca up there. Jeez. And they were all drank in my apartment. And
that's fucking foul.
It was obscene. And so it got to the point where I woke up one day and I walked into the kitchen to make breakfast and I looked and I was just like, what the fuck? So, I was like, holy shit. And I threw them all out.
So I hate to try to one up your white trashness, but
oh, you did the same.
Michelle and I used to drink Southern Comfort. Like it was going out of the aisle.
He one-upped it.
Right. So between Thanksgiving and Christmas, we're like, we're just going to set aside.
Did you have one of these?
Yeah.
With the dual bottle
one?
Jesus.
Fucking built for business, man.
Bro.
Nice.
It is insane.
That is fucking foul.
Insane.
We all have a mutual acquaintance that used to travel around to major shows with his own Jägermeister machine.
Yeah.
Both.
I don't know if you haven't ever met him. The three of us, though, know him.
So we all don't. Thanks for excluding me, you fucking cock.
Well, I drink. So Tuaca was my
Edgelord.
Tuaca was my solution when I developed an allergy to Jaeger, because I drank enough Jaeger where I would do one shot of Jaeger, and my whole face and my head and my chest and my shoulders would turn red.
I wish I had that allergy.
And then I found out that I had to slam 2 pints of water. And then about 10 minutes later, it would go away and I could continue drinking.
That's fucking foul, too.
I had a friend I had to stop being friends with because we went to a bar one time and he sat down and was like, can I get a SoCo and Dr. Pepper? And I was like, we're not friends
anymore. No, that's it. We're done.
Dude, to be fair, I was 20.
We can't be friends anymore.
No, I grew out of those phases. I grew out of
it. Well, like
I even tried one not long, like a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Dude, ask anybody. The one alcohol that like fucking like still gives you shivers and shit. Almost 9 times out of 10, it's Southern Comfort.
Now.
People are like, nope.
You want to know mine?
The
first time I got shit faced, me and my high school buddy, we were probably fucking 14 or 15.
Yeah.
And we chugged a bottle of Kahlua because it's the only thing in my mom's cabinet. And we threw
diabetes.
Up. Oh, God. Damn.
So much sugar.
So
it's like 23% alcohol.
Thinking of Kahlua is mine, followed by Jägermeister.
Yeah.
See, mine is SoCo. Yeah.
Now, if you want to get just somebody who doesn't drink terrible. A lot fucked up, SoCo Peach Schnapps Cranberry Juice.
It's not bad. Or it wasn't at the time. I haven't had one lately.
No, it literally tastes like a almost like a peach ring kind of, but not really. And you don't even fucking notice. And you're like, oh, that's delicious. What was it? I'm like, oh, it's just a fruity drink. Yeah.
The thought of SoCo makes my mouth fucking water. What is SoCo?
Like, I don't even know.
SoCo is a peach flavored Canadian whiskey.
Is it peach?
Yep.
No.
That's peach.
Southern
fingers.
I don't remember a peach flavor.
Yeah,
that's because the label says it is a peach flavored Canadian whiskey. Really?
It's not peach flavored unless you add peach to it, and then you're like, oh fuck, yeah, it is.
Well, okay,
but by itself, it's just a shitty whiskey.
It's so. Yeah,
but it's a whiskey.
Yeah,
I didn't even.
Why
know
is it so whiskey? Canadian whiskey?
It's so sweet though.
It's a Canadian. It's because it's peach flavored.
Oh my god!
But it's peach flavored in a sense of like a peach whiskey Charlie, like a peach.
So a peach farted on it once.
They bottled the whiskey next to a place that grows peaches.
Oh, got it.
See, I was thinking Southern Comfort was like a weird liqueur. No, like
that's what I thought too.
Whiskey. I think if any whiskey needs something whiskey. Else you, in it,
is there a good Canadian whiskey?
There's a tolerable one.
What is it? Is it coming in a plastic jug?
No, some of the the Crown is
black.
If you're at a wedding, if you're at a wedding and the only whiskey they have is fucking Crown, it's
which
tolerable.
happens way too often here in Texas.
Open bars,
too fucking often.
If I'm at an open bar or a wedding and the only whiskey they have to offer is Crown, I'm drinking vodka sodas or vodka.
Okay. Sodas. Okay, but I'm a whiskey guy. Okay, John, you used to be a Jack guy.
I did.
If you went to an open bar today.
And they only had Jack.
They had Jack or Crown, what would you pick?
Vodka.
Yep.
If you had to pick between the two whiskeys,
I'd be the DD that night. I wouldn't drink all either. Right. I can't.
Do, like I was a Crown I can't guy do for a Crown. While. I was a Crown guy for a while. I was. I used to drink Crown and Cherry Coke.
I'd rather
when I was a child.
At least you're mixing it.
It was when I was a child. I was a child.
Now
yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Crown is a mixing whiskey.
When I was in the Army, we would get a handle of Crown and a 30 pack of Bud Light, and then we'd drive from Fort Campbell to Nashville, and we'd stop and have to get another 6 pack of Bud Light to make it to Nashville. So I drank Crown back in the day, but when we got to the bar, I didn't order it anymore.
No.
But that was just, that was our road sodas for the four of us. It was a half gallon of Crown and a 30 pack of Bud Light. And then we went to Nashville and partied all night.
There's got
to
be one good Canadian whiskey, though. There has to be one.
Well, it's not Canadian Club. It's not Canadian Mist. It's not fucking Crown Royal.
No.
It's not Seagram 7.
It's not Seagram 7.
It's not SoCo.
It's definitely not SoCo.
I didn't even know
it was Canadian. I would actually say Seagram might be the best on that list.
I don't know if Seagram is terrible. Actually.
I can't drink Seagrams on principle.
No?
Because...
Well, we did for your father-in-law.
One time. When my father-in-law died.
Hold on.
We had a nice time that night.
And when my father-in-law
we all got shit-faced.
But my father-in-law's choice, not even choice, the only thing he drank.
He was a 7 and 7 guy.
Was 7 and 7. Yeah. To the point of like when we would have Christmas dinner and stuff and he would come over, I would have like a bar and he would show up with his own bottle of Seagram's.
Yeah.
Now here's the downfall with Seagram's. Okay. Seagram's is an American blended whiskey. It's not Canadian.
Oh, there you
go. At least not anymore.
But yeah, when we raised one to him, that was...
Oh, that was a rough night. We got fucking trashed that night.
The
night was great. The next day sucked.
There's got to be one good...
13 best Canadian whiskeys. Let's see.
Oh, it's got Creek in it.
Well, 40 trash. Creek's dog shit.
I haven't had that.
I have, and it's trash.
All right, keep going.
Who's naming these?
Canadians.
Keep going.
J.P. Weiser's.
What is this?
Lock, Stock, and Barrel.
So that's a rye.
Okay.
I mean, ryes are a whiskey.
They are. That's also a rye.
I've had that. That is trash.
Lot 40's dog shit. Yep.
Which
$10 on Drizzly? It must be.
Get the fuck out of here with that trash.
Don't know that one.
I've seen that. I've never tried.
I think I've had that one. I didn't know it was Canadian, which means that might be the best on the list I've seen.
Oh, so cool.
I've heard of
Caribou Crossing. That's a sweet.
I've heard of Caribou Crossing. Cool bottle. Dog shit with
obviously it. Canadian.
Gooderham and Warts.
I don't know this one.
Whistlepig.
All right, Whistlepig. I didn't know Whistlepig was Canadian.
Either do.
All right.
What?
That says best non-Canadian.
Yes.
Canadian oh, best non-Canadian. Like, oh,
they're out of Vermont. That is not, that's close to Canada.
Okay.
It's but it's not
we're united.
It even says we're in the region of Vermont.
We're unanimous on Whistlepig is good.
Yeah.
It happens to not be Canadian, so this is reinforcing our shit here.
Best blend is Pops Canadian Whiskey.
I've never heard of it.
Fine. Pops' famous brand, Canadian Whiskey. Gibson's finest. Nope. Guarantee you it isn't.
That's dog shit.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not a Canadian whiskey fan.
No.
At all. I thought there'd be at least one.
My grandmother drank Canadian Mist.
Oh, God.
So
my whole family did Canadian Club and Canadian Mist. You know how many fucking bottles?
I
was 14, I had to steal of that.
Yeah. Same.
Jesus Christ.
It's probably why I hate it so much.
And you know what? I filled it back up with water. My fucking family never
noticed shit. Yeah.
Because it sucked that bad.
Yeah. Nobody ever noticed shit.
SoCo is not Canadian.
Okay.
Okay.
I was wrong.
Okay.
But it is a peach flavored.
Is it a whiskey?
I don't think it's a SoCo. I think it's a liqueur, dude.
No, it's a whiskey.
Is it a whiskey like Fireball's a whiskey when it's not really a whiskey?
Because
what's the proof on SoCo?
It's 60? Oh, I don't even know. It's not like whiskey.
It's like 60, I think, right?
Yeah,
like,
somewhere
it's kind of like...
I think it's 35%.
Which is like 70.
So 70. Well, it's kind of like a Captain. Captain's like 70, I think.
It's a whiskey liqueur.
Okay, so I don't know if that's actual whiskey.
Southern Comfort is American naturally fruit flavored. Fuck you, whiskey liqueur with fruit and spice accents. The brand was created by bartender Martin Wilkes. Fuck you, guy. Huron in New Orleans in 1874.
Whiskey was replaced by a neutral spirit, so it's not whiskey.
On March 1st, 2016, the Sazerac Company purchased it and reintroduced whiskey as its base spirit.
Ooh.
Oh, in what year?
2016.
Well, maybe it's changed.
The proof goes anywhere from 42 to 100.
Because I was drinking SoCo in like 2003.
I was drinking that shit in the 90s.
Yeah, 2000.
So I definitely haven't had this new shit.
Now. Yeah.
All right. Maybe we give it a shot.
Same house as Buffalo Trace.
It's true.
Hey, there you go.
And we are Buffy Trace fans. I said it. Buffy Trace. Fuck you. Yeah. Maybe if I'll give it a whirl.
Jesus. Okay. This is actually kind of funny based on what we're talking about.
If it tastes the same, though, I'm probably just
going to
immediately boot.
In January 2016, Brown-Forman sold Southern Comfort to Sazerac Company, along with Tuaca, as part of a $543.5 million deal.
Jesus Christ.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We should. Okay. Well, we talked about doing a wine night, which we still should do on this. You were gone that episode.
I think that's why we haven't done it yet, we were just trying to figure out.
But we should do a wine episode. Do
it. A bunch of the listeners wanted to see y'all do a wine night.
Yeah.
A wine night.
They definitely chimed in.
We just drink wine. We'll go through like.
My sister sent me like
four or five bottles.
Oh, I'm going 6 to 8.
A text message. She said you can find really good $10 wine out of Portugal.
Huh.
So.
She the only thing that sucks with me and wine is the fucking hangover I have from wine, man. It fucks me up.
Drink good wine.
Like, well, then that's probably the case. That's probably the case. Yeah. I probably drink shitty wine because I'm not a big wine guy.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that, look, is there good, inexpensive wine?
Yep.
But some of the mid-grade wine, like we had in that conversation about like, find the stuff that's, you're probably going to spend $14 to $18 a bottle.
Yeah.
That stuff is going to have a lower sulfate count. It's going to have all that. And that's the shit that just fucks you up. That makes you hate life the next day.
Yeah. Or the dreams I have on wine. It's just fucking weird dreams.
Well,
on wine.
It's not.
Remember one time I was cheap slapping the bag and that was a bad dream.
Well, that's not even wine. That is alcoholic fruit juice.
Yeah.
But
ugh, shit's
cheap,
like,
cheap wine will fuck you up. And it's a. My thing is that if you're slapping the bag or you're buying anything that, like any wine bottle that has the little hook on the side of it, you're drinking to get fucked up. You're not drinking because you want the wine.
Technically, Mad Dog is wine.
Yeah.
We technically.
Yeah. Shit's all over TikTok now. All these people.
They're like, this new drink.
I found out. Yeah.
This is funny.
I paid $2.99 and I'm like.
Enjoy that fucking felony charge. We've all been there, kid.
It does not taste the same either.
Dude, I remember one of the first times I ever threw up was I threw up fucking Grape Mad Dog all night.
Where?
Holy fuck.
Was I? Sometime within the past couple months, I saw a bottle of Military Special Gin somewhere.
Oh, God.
And I fucking can't remember where I saw it. But I saw it and I was like, what the fuck?
You were honeymooning in hell?
I don't know. I can't remember where the fuck I was.
Probably in a class six somewhere.
No, I've fucking been to a lot of places in the past couple of months, so I don't fucking know. But somebody had a bottle of Military Special Gin. I'm like, out of all of them, the gin? Like, come on.
I can't drink good gin.
Yeah, same.
I thoroughly enjoy good gin.
I like,
but there's only like four that I'll drink.
My wife's a big fan.
I like Hendrix because it's different because it's cucumber gin.
A good dirty martini.
Like
I can do, monkey. But I think that's just because I like olives.
Monkey Fist.
See, that's why Monkey Fist is solid. Yeah, it's a solid gin. I'm a martini guy, but it better be fucking filthy.
Oh,
like
oh no,
that fucking, I like it, that fucking thing better have an STD.
I also like
man.
Them. Like it is. I like so to dirty. Shake it to the point that when they fucking pour it, there's that frozen brine across the top of the dude. Fucking martini.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Scott and I had some phenomenal Jose Cuervo when we were in Vegas.
Very rare for him to say, and it's
yeah. You're gonna have to elaborate on that one.
Well, it depends.
You took a picture.
Cuervo is it?
Which one do you think it is?
It's not gold.
No one. You two.
1800. Reserva de la Familia.
The family reserve.
And then really, really tiny on the bottle. Really tiny. Jose Cuervo.
Extra añejo.
So we met the guy who is
a reposado.
I don't really call the blender, but aged, I don't know what you call somebody
aged
who,
in three barrels.
Okay. So the guy who essentially put that together for Jose Cuervo,
Interesting.
And got to sit down and bullshit with him. His name is Manolo, and he's based out of Mexico City. And
has a cigar brand as well.
Yeah, right? Casa 1910.
1910, yeah.
And I can't wait for my next trip to Mexico City.
Oh, this is the dude you were talking about.
Was like, I was already like, shut the lounge down.
I was like, bro. And he's like, let's fucking
do it. Dude, we
and
should just go to Mexico City for a weekend.
I'll go.
You need 4 days.
Yeah.
Whatever. Let's take a long weekend.
Yeah.
Let's go. Flights aren't bad.
Not to Mexico. Besides, we have an international airport here.
Yeah.
Because it flies to Mexico.
Yeah.
Now it's going to fly to Germany.
San Antonio?
Yeah.
Really?
There's a lot of Germans around here.
There's this brand.
Yeah, well, fuck.
There's this brand that's coming in.
Ryanair?
It's like a Ryanair. No, it's like Ryanair, but it only does Germany. And
I'm not flying over the ocean in Ryanair.
I would totally do that.
They're saying that it's round trip flights to Germany for like $550.
Ooh.
I was like, $550 to get into Europe? That's fine. The Eurorail pass is fucking cheap.
The downfall of going to Mexico City is...
You're in Mexico?
No. It's phenomenal. Right. But it's not fucking cheap.
No.
It could be cheap, but you don't want to go there. Where you want to go, it's you're paying the same. It's like some places, it's like going to Vegas.
The ones that are... Because everybody that lives in Mexico City is a lot like all of those kind of, that whole entire belt of the world.
It's the largest city in the world, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah.
But it's,
or the third.
It's largest? A lot of like that.
It might be the largest.
I think it's the largest in the world.
I've spent a lot of time in the Dominican Republic. And the Dominican Republic is one of those things where there are those that have everything. And then the other side is those that have fucking nothing.
Yeah.
There's
a clear line.
There's a clear plastic line.
It's called Haiti.
And, Haiti's just nobody
in DR, yeah. It's a border.
Even in the DR proper. So like I have had some of the most phenomenal food and been in some of the nicest places I've ever been in the Dominican Republic. And then right next door to that will be something that's only has 2.5 walls. But like it's fucking wild. And but Mexico City is one of those places where it's like they either have all the fucking money or they work for the people that do. They're not paying them fuck off. Like those ones when you go when you go up to the outlet mall and there's those weekends where nobody's fucking speaking English and there's just millions of dollars worth of cars in the parking lot and they're buying the store.
I don't know if they're from Mexico City though. That's a long ass fucking drive.
La Quintera?
Yep. Happens.
La Quintera is fucking almost exclusively Mexican dudes from Mexico City who are loaded.
All the luxury brands are there.
And they don't tip for fuck all.
But all the luxury brands are there. There's a Louis store. There's a Prada store. Yep. Like there's all that. There's a Rolex dealer. There's everybody's there. So these guys show up with just stacks of cash. And,
no, you're right, dude. Yeah.
And so now if you have a friend in Mexico City, that could make the trip not so bad.
Well,
facts. Yes and no. But
I never, ever, ever, ever thought of just going to Mexico City to go until I had a layover during COVID to get to Nicaragua. And I had to spend an overnight and I had a great time. And then I told John about it. And then I guess Mal is used to going there.
Yeah. So they went as like a big group. And then we ended up going with her family and for Father's Day, actually. But it was really fun.
By the way, I like Mal's stepmom.
Yeah, she's cool.
She's fun.
Yep.
How about me calling her out for Scottsdale?
Yeah.
Mal's stepmom is telling a story about, honestly, I don't really remember
what the story was.
But she was basically describing like this really nice like after party thing by the pool and all this. And I was like, in Arizona? She's like, yeah, in Arizona. I was like, so Scottsdale. And she goes, fuck, it was Scottsdale. John and I fucking lost it. I was like, called it, bitch.
Yeah. Well, because there's Scottsdale.
And then there's
Arizona. Then there's the rest of right? Like, it's like,
yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
How did you know?
And the only reason I would go to Scottsdale is if I had a chance to play the course there.
Dude, I played.
The only reason I'd go.
I've golfed.
There's a lot of other fun stuff out there.
Wait, isn't Fox Cigar Bar in Scottsdale?
But not the good one.
Where's the good one?
It depends. So they have two locations.
Where's the huge one?
Gilbert?
It's in Gilbert.
Gilbert, right? Yeah.
They have one.
Don't ask me why.
And I've never been to it. I want to.
It's right by a payway that a buddy of mine used to work at.
I want to go. It's supposed to be pretty legit.
The one in Scottsdale, it's more of a bar than it is a cigar lounge. The one in Chandler, they have a. It's more. I mean, it's still a bar feel, but there's more cigar side of things. That,
gotcha.
At it, yeah.
There's some of those like really well-known cigar shops that I like kind of
right.
making the pilgrimage to. Like I've been to all the major ones in Florida, yeah. and they're all awesome. I'm not going to say that any one of those retailers is better than
another. What's a good one outside near Miami?
Oh, that narrowed it down.
Hey, you know what? Our good buddy Chris Freeman calls me up over the weekend. He goes, "Hey, man, what's a good cigar shop in Miami?" I'm like, "You fucking serious?
It's fucking Miami."
I was like, "You just go to one." I'm like, "I don't know, man."
Google cigar. You can go visit the showrooms for almost every fucking brand.
I know. Like, are you I was just what like, "What
cigar shop you can go to?"
I don't know, man.
Something I get the like feeling that sometimes Freeman just calls you to ask you a question just to say hi.
Like he'll I'm okay with it.
Yeah, totally, right? Like,
what's
like Chris,
a good cigar like, shop in Miami?
Like, Chris, just say hi, dude. You don't have to fucking come up with an idea, dude. Just bro, be like, hey, bro, I want to talk to you. Fucking
just,
A, man.
Miami's just Cuba light.
I know, right? You go to a breakfast shop, you get a guy rolling cigars in the like, back. Fuck.
I've never hung out in Miami too much.
Good coffee. Cuban coffee's fucking wonderful.
Dude,
fucking
wonderful. I'm not going to lie. I know Miami is the definition of a tourist city.
Yeah.
However, I haven't had bad anything in Miami.
I wish I would have visited Miami.
I had the Ricky V situation happen in Miami.
that was an 80s story.
Like, I'm not gonna lie.
Lambo's blowjob.
But was it bad?
That was fuck no. It was see? Awesome.
that was fantastic.
Cocaine cowboy esque.
Right? Very, very
Miami's
much so.
Fantastic. It is expensive as fuck.
Yeah.
God damn, Miami's pricey.
Yeah.
But everything there is legitimately awesome.
Yeah.
Like it's weird how everything ended up in that city. Like the best tattoo artists in the world are in Miami.
I'm going to link him up with my boy Ace Cruz from RCBT, the one that owns he owns a wine brand. Maybe he owns Ohala Wine. Maybe I'll get him to fucking sponsor our wine night. He'd probably do it. Shit.
Now there is I am talking about like Miami. And then there are some, so you know how we say San Antonio, but then like in the middle of San Antonio, there will be other like incorporated townships that exist.
Yeah, yeah. Like Alamo Heights and
Chavano Park,
that kind
of
stuff
that it's like entirely encapsulated in the city. But there's some
and
of
they
that.
Have like their own governments and shit.
Yeah, well, there's the like Hialeah and all that kind of stuff in Miami. Yeah. And then there's also Hollywood, Florida.
Yeah.
Now, can get to Miami for cheaper if you are willing to fly in to Hollywood. Because there is an airport in Hollywood.
Well, Miami's airport is, in my opinion, MIA, the worst one in the fucking country.
It's too busy.
It's so fucking gross and old, too. I will take the extra 40 minutes and fly to Fort Lauderdale. I'll fly to Fort Lauderdale and make the drive. It's better. It's a better fucking move.
Like, but if you fly into Hollywood, you're like half an hour out from everything that you want for Miami. And it'll cost you $300 less.
Yeah.
But it's a shitty little airport. However, some of the best Cuban sandwich I have ever had is in the Hollywood International Airport. You get out, you go down the escalator to go to the baggage claim. Underneath the escalator.
Oh, that place is probably amazing.
There's a little like glass counter thing that makes Cuban sandwiches and coffee. Best Cuban sandwich I had while I was
there. Columbia in Tampa, Florida. Best Cuban sandwich I ever had.
But Miami's fucking legit. The best Italian food I've ever had was in Miami. Like the tattoo artists there are fucking incredible. The cigar shops are.
Yeah.
The best Italian food I've ever had. That's a hard question.
Smoke on the Water, I think, is in Miami.
Yeah.
Smoke on the Water is fucking legit. It's more outside than inside. And they're not lying. They have this piered patio that's on it that is literally over the water. So you walk out there and sit down and you are like over the water.
Hell yeah.
Best Italian food I ever had.
It was made by an Italian grandma. I know that.
Verona, Italy.
Well, yeah, fucking facts. I've not been to Italy.
It might be the only Italian food you've ever had.
No.
Best stateside Italian.
Best stateside Italian food.
I've never been to Italy, so I'm not.
Miami's legit. If you get a chance to go and see Miami.
Well, Miami's fun. Yeah, I've been there. I've been there a couple times. It was nice. I've been there enough times to know how much I hate that fucking airport.
The best Italian dish I ever had was in Verona, Italy. And it was horse meat gnocchi. And it was insane.
Horse meat what?
Gnocchi.
What's
G-N-O-C-C-I?
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi?
Gnocchi here in America.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's gnocchi in fucking Italian, though.
Amazing.
absolutely amazing.
Like, how, what does that translate to? What
it's just like
it's a potato dumpling.
Yeah,
it's literally a little ball about this big.
They're delicious.
We eat it all the time.
Yeah, you boil them until they float.
Yeah, you can get it at AKB. The best way to get it is actually the Bertolli blend. It comes in like one of those peel offs, so it's fresh.
Yep.
And you peel it open, put it in hot water. When it floats, it's done.
When they float, they're done.
And literally, you can put anything with it.
Like, I like mine with an Alfredo.
Yep.
Maybe a vodka sauce.
You can also cook it in like ground beef, like cream sauce, whatever. Throw some cheese in it. Bake it.
Yeah, it's a very versatile. Well, it's a potato, so it's versatile.
It's
shit.
Awesome.
It's amazing.
You ever had a?
I'll have it in a fry.
You ever had a like spätzle?
I don't know.
The little German dumpling.
I think so.
It's a ball of.
Look at him. Yeah, he probably has.
Essentially, think mashed potatoes that have been turned into a pasta.
Got it.
Yeah.
I haven't did a fuck you, Scott, in a while.
Still not the best fuck you, Scott, I've ever heard from you. The best one ever was accidental.
It was. It was. I wasn't even being a dick. Where?
It was.
Shit was.
I've been losing weight. Where?
Yeah.
God. Not like that. It, fuck.
Dang.
I didn't mean to do it like that. Oh fuck!
Yeah, that was the only time I've eaten horse meat. But I figured if I'm going to, this is the place to
fucking eat.
If there was a culture that was going to figure out how to cook a meat that you shouldn't eat,
it's not that you shouldn't. Now why shouldn't
it's
you
the
eat
Italian?
It, but yeah. Why shouldn't you eat it?
I agree.
There's no fat on horses.
Okay.
There's no fat on elk.
But I'm not a huge fan of super lean. Naturally super lean animals.
I am in the deer family, but I hear what you're saying. You're going for marbling.
Because I think it probably has a lot of the way I cook.
Yeah.
And the way I cook renders so much of that fat back into the meat. And there's just so much flavor that comes out of that.
Yeah.
It also operates as a natural tenderizer. Heavily muscled animals are very rarely like as tender.
You usually have to add fat.
You have to add fat.
I think it was a childhood thing for me.
So you're saying a sloth is probably really good.
Bet you they're delicious as fuck.
Probably. Easy to catch, too.
Yeah.
No,
they're gross animals.
Oh, no
of
way.
Course they're disgusting animals.
Their meat has to be so tough.
Delicious.
That meat has to be so tough.
Why? Because it doesn't move.
They don't drink water.
That's also true.
They don't drink water.
Like, besides,
they get their hydration from the vegetation they eat. Piss once a week.
It's also they do nothing.
Is that true?
Yeah.
They have like a ceremony.
Oh, you didn't pay attention to Roatan, did you? Did you go see the sloth?
I didn't get to go see the sloth. Oh, we didn't get a chance to do that.
They also do nothing.
How does a sloth piss?
It's nothing but isometric exercise, dude.
Yeah.
We went to the chocolate
fucking
factory.
Muscle holes instead. The
whole time. Yeah, we did that too.
Yeah, I didn't.
You didn't see the sloth?
We didn't go see
the sloth. Oh, Nick's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Fuck you. Oh, you got to berate him.
Let's fuck him up.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing on your reading?
I'm done.
I'm on page 6.
I did all mine. One afternoon.
Yeah. I'm on page 6 right now of my course material.
You found it for dummies book, huh?
No.
No, but
straight did it.
Page 1 through page 6 is like how to use.
Oh.
It has it on all of them. So I just click through them all to the start page, and then that's where I'm at. I haven't started.
Yeah.
It's 112 pages, and it'll probably take me an hour this evening.
Let's see here.
And the best part is I do it after drinking on the show and I don't remember any of it.
I had to do.
So what we're talking about is Mikey and I,
Driver Stress and Rush,
this weekend, actually a few days after this goes live, we'll be in Roatan, Honduras, scuba diving. And so we're doing a bunch of cool, fun certs while we're there. Mikey's doing a bunch. I'm just doing one called classified diving. So we're taking guys that are missing limbs and paralyzed or blind or whatever.
I'm doing classified diving, diver stress and rescue, and science of diving. And react right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to do all those. And I knocked them out in fucking afternoon.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be so fun when we get there.
It is. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, no. Not for you.
Not for you.
For me, it's going to be great.
No, it's not. You're going to be working. They're dive master.
I already did all the courses you're doing.
Yeah.
You'll have fun.
I'm here for it, man. Because the opportunity that it's going to open is fucking cool. Like, there's an opportunity for John and I, because we're local to San Antonio, to work with veterans and service members on BAMC and Fort Sam in the pool there. And I think that's fucking awesome. Yeah. Like, if I can fucking get, like, an amputee guy or a dude who's been blinded or some shit into an activity that he's going to genuinely fucking enjoy, I'm fucking all about that.
All right. So I have blind scuba diving jokes just instantly flowing through me.
So what about the opposite? What about taking a guy that has no injuries but would fucking hate it?
Oh, that's easy.
Let's fucking go, dude. I'm just
it's so much easier.
That's even better.
No, because I have so much less I have to worry about. I don't care if you like it or not. That's not in any of the course material that we've covered to get a new diver into the water.
It's got nothing to do with whether you like it.
It's all about safety and keeping you alive.
But see, with both legs, I'll actually float right side up.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe.
You know, honestly, though, I've seen guys that have
natural
disabilities.
Natural buoyancy is a weird thing, man.
I've seen guys that have disabilities that do it way better than fully able human beings.
Yeah. Now, I think it's good that there's organizations out there that give opportunities to guys that aren't going to have the opportunity.
Yeah, but that's the reason I'm excited about getting all the certs that I'm getting. And John, Nick's goal with Warfighter Scuba is to have John move up to instructor and me move up to dive master. And then
we can do whatever we need here.
Then we can do the shit here in San Antonio in the pool with fucking wounded, ill, and injured or whoever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I love the fucking aspect of potentially having that opportunity.
Because
I think that
another
is fucking
uniquely
cool
American culture piece is that since I am a middle-aged cis white guy with no injuries, I can just afford to do whatever the fuck I want to.
Okay, now I don't now Jazz. Being a middle-aged cis white guy, uninjured, can you afford to do whatever you want to do right now?
Nope.
But you're also the devil.
I am the devil.
Here in America, you're the devil.
So
everywhere else,
what do you want to do that you can
you're the main source of commerce, but here
I'll
the
get back
devil.
To you
on that. Sounds a lot like white go fuck yourself privilege.
No, his wife's in the room.
Yeah. Who also makes more money than I do. So I don't.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
Everybody who's like, oh, you cool with your wife making more money? Fuck yeah. Fuck yes. Fuck yes, I am.
Do you
I'm
know how
so
much I love
so
my wife's goals?
So Haley just got another fucking raise.
My wife, my wife came to me the other day and literally said, my goal is to make so much money that you don't have to pay any of the bills.
Fucking A,
and
dude.
And I was like,
fucking A.
Maybe I am the devil.
Dude, my entire job will turn into being a human fucking seat. Like, fuck.
Jazz, Mikey, we need to do an intervention with Scott.
Get on this level, bro. Get on this level, dude. It's so much better. God.
Now, I already
picked out my custom macrame fucking apron for when she hits that number.
See, Jazz and Caitlin got me an apron. I just have to get monogram stuff on it.
Dude, I'm going to macrame my own, bro. I'm going to make it so fucking gay. I don't care.
I'm going to be in an apron. Those little fucking floor scrubber booties that go on. So everywhere I walk just continues to polish the floor.
Fucking A, dude. I won't say anything to her, but there will be fucking signs. God damn.
I saw a video the other day that was like what my life is like, that my wife is the major breadwinner in the house. And the dude like walked in and like pulled her blanket back and picked her up and like set her in the shower and shit.
Fucking
and I was like,
right, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's like fucking confirmed, dude. Yep.
Well, the difference is when Michelle makes more money than me, she's going to leave me. So there's that.
See, that's why I feel confident, because she's told me that, and the only way I'm fucking leaving is in a body bag. And
same.
I'm like,
that's what I heard too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fucking K. Like, I don't.
Dude. I'm all about her making more
I'm
money.
Here to stay. Fuck I don't know. You don't have to keep like making it better.
Yeah. Our conversations are, what can I do to help you make more money?
Yeah.
How can I help facilitate this? I will do what needs to be done.
I have literally offered my income to pay for certs that would increase her income. I'm
same,
like,
dude.
I will invest in your career.
I literally paid for my wife's college degree.
Yep.
Because I knew she's smarter than me.
No, yeah.
Mikey, she's going to make more money than me.
You pay for shit. You made a solid investment, sir.
Goddamn right.
And look at those returns.
Fucking, they're paying off dividends, baby. The fucking dividends are here. No, that number that's in my head, which is totally attainable, very attainable goal, got closer and closer in the last couple weeks, actually. She got another fucking raise.
She did. Mine did, too.
It's fucking wild.
And now we're about 18 months away from the whole, like, I could just be a house husband.
Dude.
Like,
so
fucking.
And then, so Haley got this.
That doesn't mean I'm shutting all my shit down and just going to quit, but.
So.
If all I have to pay for is the fun shit.
She found out this last week that her boss, her direct supervisor, is moving to another region. Guess who's tapped to move into that spot?
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck yeah, climb that corporate ladder, bitch.
Mine got
I'm like, let's go.
Literally when
She's like, I don't know if I should interview for him. I'm like, fuck you. You fucking better.
Yeah, so- like, sorry, hon. You already signed up.
Well, you know what I did? You know what I did? I did a little brain ninja on her. I was like, listen, I was like, I can tell you this from being in the Marine Corps, that this happens more often than not with any profession, but you'll have a great boss that doesn't micromanage you. You're not getting that. You're not getting that two times in a row.
Yeah.
So if somebody else comes in, they're going to micromanage you and you're going to fucking hate life.
Yeah. The meeting that my wife like, just had, they went, here's your raise. We maxed out your raise. You can't get any more because you're slated for the promotion. And so we can't fuck up your pay band. So this is the max we can give you because we're going to promote you. And if we max you out anymore, it fucks everything up. And I was like, fuck yeah, baby. This is what I'm fucking talking about.
Like Haley's been rated breakthrough as a breakthrough employee for the last fucking 4 years straight at this company. She's the only team lead that's ever gotten breakthrough, let alone get it three times in a row. Right. And so like, I was like, she's like, I don't know if I'm really qualified. And I was like, you're the only fucking one that's qualified, man. I was like, you're the only one. Like,
fuck that whole concept. But this goes for anybody, not just like, anytime that you go like, I don't think I'm qualified, send it anyways.
Fucking full send.
Absolutely. Because it, as
you know how much I lie on my resume.
That's only that, but say you apply for a position and you don't get it. The second time you apply for it, they're still fucking watching.
Yeah.
Right? They want to know that you want it.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Lie on your resume. Mine says I've got 4 Purple Hearts and 7 tours. My name's Mikey Fahey.
Yeah. Like I gave them to him. That's what I did.
I just have his phone number on it.
Yeah. That's fine. They'll call me up. They'll be like, hey, do you know this? I'll be like, yep, totally.
I don't know. I don't know if Purple Heart translate into a job skill, though.
It depends on what you're doing.
Willing to sacrifice oneself for the greater good of the team.
Fucking or shitty at dodgeball.
But do you put that on a resume? No, you put your best foot forward on it and you fudge it a little.
Yeah.
You remember we read the resumes that one day?
Two masters.
Remember that drug dealer who was in prison? I would hire that motherfucker purely based on his resume.
I'm a fucking PhD on my resume.
Purple Heart disabled.
I'm signing my name PhD. Call me Dr. Fahey. Fuck everybody.
No, it's just P period H period D period. Yeah. Don't do the weird capital.
Or you can do PH. Purple Heart, period. Disabled, period.
Yes.
I just got a resume from somebody that totally understood the assignment. So the resume says nothing about, I run a game store. I need a very different skill set from the people that come to work for me.
Sure.
The guy's resume shows that he was essentially a bartender for the last 8 years. But the email he sent attached to it, essentially the cover letter for it, listed out his gaming experience for the last 10 years on top of it. And it's everything we sell.
So a bartender that games your shit.
Which tells me you have no problem talking to fucking people.
Yeah.
And you understand everything on my shelves. That motherfucker's getting a phone call.
Yeah.
You
might have found your new night manager, homie.
I'm like, God damn. But that's the thing is understand.
I'm just curious what his nickname is going to be.
I stopped nicknaming a man because they fucking all suck. I've got one that has a nickname, but she's going to be around to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Old Slow Mo is not going anywhere.
No pun intended, right?
Sometimes I just fucking love you so much. God damn it.
You've met her.
Slow Mo.
Yeah, but her nickname's Slow Mo.
Fucking great.
Is it the big booty goth chick?
Yep.
Yep. Slow Mo. She's not going anywhere.
Oh, God damn you.
She's married to a military dude, though, right?
No, she's married to a... What the fuck does he do? Yeah, some sort of IT for something. He is by far the breadwinner. And she kept fucking trying to make it, you know, well, we live in this apartment with a roommate and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then her husband will walk in Friday and Saturday, and he drops 2 or 3 bills every time he walks in. And I'm like, God damn, you're spending more in here than I pay your bitch. Like, this is...
Don't say anything about it.
I don't.
Not saying shit.
He comes in and...
That's called money laundering, actually.
And he's a great fucking dude, and he has an awesome sense of humor, especially dealing with me.
Nice.
And because he's a really nice guy, but he's this total twink black guy. that comes in. And I just, oh fuck, I lay into him every time, and he just fucking gives it right back and just laughs at everything.
You gotta tell him that he's legally laundering money at your shop.
It's fucking great. I'm not saying shit. I think she spends more in my store than I fucking pay her. So I'm like,
I had an employee like that once.
It's essentially a free employee. It's great.
It's funny. He actually lives in Texas.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. Anyways, this has been an hour and a half of absolutely fucking nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has been, I've had fun with this one.
Yeah, because we got drunk. Yeah.
Boys, I'm going to raise my glass. I'm going to say thanks for being my freedom friend.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Mikey's masturbating mistake, and that's how he broke his finger.
We did last week.
We'll save it for the next show.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. I was just cleaning out the stain.
See, that's
out
the
of my
problem
vagina.
With drinking on this show.
That's okay. When I saw Mikey over the weekend, I was like, oh, yeah, we had this great thing. I was like, but you weren't there. So he's like, I was.
I was totally there. And he was like, fuck.
I think we just got, well, fuck, you and I did the math this morning. And I think it was 2.5 months.
Yeah. We got to talk about this Wednesday thing. I don't know if
well,
you've
not
noticed,
on the show, switched, Jesus, Mikey.
Since we switched,
but it was
to
like 2.5 months.
Man,
wanted to switch?
Justin did.
Now, when I brought this up, you all said, yeah, that's fucking good to go.
Oh, when the producer brings anything up, all of us are going to be like, yeah.
You're really the producer.
Here, we don't do this.
Was it a good idea?
No.
Okay.
I also like how the producer...
Don't ever listen to us.
The producer brings up good ideas after the four of us have been drinking for like, 4 hours. Yeah. And then he's like, hey, how do you feel about this? I was like, let's do it. Why did we
switch to Wednesday?
So Justin could have a break. Because he was like,
I want to go on Wednesday, and then we'll put it out a week later. And we were like, yeah, sure. And now, then I think all of us realized.
Did we ever get a week ahead?
No.
It wasn't to get a week ahead.
It's so he would have
more time to edit.
I'd have more than a night to get everything ready to go.
Well, here, how about this?
We'll talk about it right now.
The solution is we keep it on Mondays. Just push it out till on Friday
and
we just get
a week ahead. Like,
let's it. We'll bank an episode.
Yeah.
Cool. Right, so we're doing two episodes tonight?
We just adjust our posting cadence to fucking Wednesday, Friday.
You're overcomplicating it. It's on Monday. Take however long you need to publish it. If you need 5 days or it's Monday and it comes out on Monday,
to the listeners. You guys aren't going to hear an episode for like 3 months.
Whatever. Or you might hear five this next week. I don't know.
I have no problem with delaying.
You know,
Wednesdays are trash.
And now we know that it's trash.
Since we fucking switched to Wednesdays, I think this is the second show. This is not even Wednesday. It's a Monday right now.
Yeah. Which is why we're drunk and happy.
Here's the best part, right?
Is that all of us.
4.5 years, we never missed a week. We switched to Wednesdays, missed a week.
Here's the best part.
This is awful.
The four of us are so far removed from when and how this gets published. I guarantee you that Justin has a whole nother podcast spun up that he's monetized that we don't know about.
Yeah.
It's just the outtakes.
And that's why he's like, well, let's switch to Wednesday. This will work better for my personal posting cadence. And we're just like, cool.
Good God. Anyways, like, share, subscribe, smash those buttons, everybody. Tell your mom.
Tell your friends.
You have friends?
No.
Oh.
I said tell your friends.
I have friends.
And your mom.
No. The listeners.
She also tells her friends. Yeah. Three little things, boys.
She doesn't have friends, though.
Your mother's wonderful.
No, she's not bad.
Is she still running for office?
I don't fucking know.
Three little things. They're pretty easy. They're not hard at all. Jazz?
Fucking smoke on.
Your favorite?
Oh, drink on.
And goddamn it, kids.
Freedom the fuck on.
Later.